The Hillsborough County Commission today voted to support allowing the City of Tampa to have some representation on the county's Environmental Protection Commission, but not to the extent that Tampa City Council was hoping for. The board gathered today to gauge their support for seven bills that the Hillsborough County Legislative Delegation will decide soon on whether they will bring up to next year to Tallahassee. The board opted to support Tampa House Republican Kevin Ambler's bill, which would give the City of Tampa two representatives on the EPC and one each to Temple Terrace and Plant City. The county commission would retain five seats. It would also increase the county's representation on the Tampa Sports Authority, but would leave alone doing anything with the planning commission. That's more than what the local cities have ever had on the EPC, but falls far short of Tampa City Councilman Mary Mulhern's goal, which is being sponsored by Plant City Republican Rich Glorioso, that would give Tampa four representatives on the EPC, along with four from the county, and one each to Temple Terrace and Plant City. County Commissioner Mark Sharp said he supported both bills.
You got two bills going up there. They're both talking about changing the composition of the EPC. One has four and four, city and county, with one and one. I wasn't going to worry about the numbers and let them figure that up in Tallahassee. I just figured, you know, Mary Mulhern and the City Council wants to see representatives on the EPC. I'll support it and let them sort it out in Tallahassee.
But Commission Chair Jim Norman, who seems intent on getting more county representation on the Sports Authority, told Sharp that his stance was untenable and that he needed to decide on one plan or the other.
I don't think you can pass the buck on that.
Norman said the Glorioso-Mulhern plan would give the cities more representatives on the EPC and said it made no sense to concede that much power.
We have responsibility of representation of, let's say, roughly two-thirds of the population, and I believe the same value is there that when you move forth and the growth is going to be in an unincorporated area, the population's in the unincorporated area, to give up a majority and let the incorporated area dictate how the unincorporated area is going to completely go. I agree with the compromise. I agree with having the input, but you cannot give up a majority to the representative.
Last year, Representative Ambler's bill contained provisions to increase Hillsborough County's representation on the Sports Authority and the Planning Commission, with the argument being that the county has grown more than Tampa and thus deserves more representation on those boards. Tampa Mayor Pam Iorio fought against such legislation, and Ambler's bill did not get support from the other members of the Hillsborough Legislative Delegation. But this bill will be different. Commissioner Mark Sharp expressed concern about the politics of altering the Planning Commission.
I know there's some concerns that are being voiced, and my concern is this, that the Planning Commission be seen as an independent agency, independent of the board. I like the idea that we have a voice. I'm just concerned about there being this perception somehow that we are now putting them under our thumb.
The board ultimately agreed with Sharp and pulled any reconfiguration of the Planning Commission from Ambler's bill. But Commissioner Norman is still intent on increasing the county's representation on the Sports Authority.
There's major financial concerns there. Major. We are indebted bond-wise, long-term maintenance upkeep of facility in the tunes of $50 to $100 million in the future. It's actually city representation spending unincorporated money on the two-thirds, one-third split. And I know the arguments. I've been there since the early days of, okay, they did the land. Well, when's the line in the sand of that value go away that we now have to make financial decisions for unincorporated area? They don't have a voice in this matter.
Commissioner Rose Ferlita said she supported Councilwoman Mulhern's idea, but also agreed the county had made a fair compromise in omitting any changes to the Planning Commission.
I think in a spirit of compromise, we're bringing the cities in to be represented on the EPC, but at the same time, give and take, compromise, and reasonableness.
In other news, the board unanimously said they could not support another bill sponsored by Plant City House Republican Rich Glorioso that would relax the EPC's wetlands regulations of agricultural lands. Commissioner Norman agreed with his colleagues that he was stunned when he saw the bill, but he acknowledged that work needs to be done with the agricultural community in Hillsborough County.
This is still an indicator that it isn't all right. And I agree with Commissioner Higginbottom. We should oppose this. It should be worked out on a local level. But we still have some work to do because they're not happy. I don't know if it's minor, Commissioner, because, you know, this is still a lot of property rights issues, a lot of passion that they can't do equally in other communities of farming that needs to be done. So I there's next year, and I hope we can all do a kumbaya between now and next year and work this out, because they are one of the most important aspects of our whole community.